And a story now that's sending shivers up the spines of college-bound freshmen. Recently, the University of California, Irvine, withdrew offers of admission from 499 incoming freshmen, something schools can do, read the small print, because of missing documents or grades that plummet at the end of senior year. But rarely are this many rescinded. The school said 104,000 students applied, over 7,000 were invited to come, but 850 more than the school expected took them up on it. Now, UCI swears no offer was rescinded because of the response, but because students made mistakes and that they can appeal. Wednesday night, the chancellor of UCI, Howard Gilman, issued a statement saying, effective immediately, all students who received provisional acceptances into UCI will be fully admitted, except for those whose transcripts clearly indicate that they didn't meet our academic standards. He also said the stories of our students whose college dreams were crushed by our decision to withdraw admissions to hundreds are heartbreaking. Well, let's hear one of those stories. Arthur Simswamko is a prospective freshman from Lancaster, California. His appeal is one of those still pending. But Arthur, what'd you think when you first heard from the school? We are sorry to inform you the offer of provisional admission extended to you by UCI must be withdrawn.
I was just in total shock, honestly, with all that was happening, because I assured myself that I've completed everything. I've met every requirement to the best of my knowledge.
And too late, I'm assuming, to scramble around and look at other schools. So you appealed. Now, what was the reason that yours was withdrawn?
Initially, they told me that there was a discrepancy in my transcript / UC application, meaning that I put a wrong grade or I might have put a wrong class. And what it turned out to be was I signed up for a class in the beginning of the school year, an extra AP class, comparative government. And I initially put that on my UC application, not knowing the workload that I'll have upcoming and in the spring. So I ended up not taking that class. And basically, I forgot that it had to be taken out.
When you applied, you said you were going to take a class, but when your grade transcripts came in, there was no grade because you hadn't taken the class. So in your appeal, what'd you say?
I pretty much stated that not every senior is taught how to do this. Like, this is all our first time doing all this application stuff for college. So it's very difficult to know all the guidelines and all the rules that sometimes we're not told.
As you said, you didn't know. Had you not read that fine print, did you have any idea that after you're accepted, it could be taken away?
No, I was not aware of that whole process of withdrawing my acceptance.
Yeah. What are your parents saying about this?
My parents are really supportive about whatever happens in my life, but they were, of course, also really disappointed. So they've been helping me hopefully have a backup, but we're still really pushing and trying for this school.
Oh, boy, with just a few weeks to go. Well, there is stuff like this that happens. Columbia University sent offers of admission to 277 students, and then an hour later they told them, oops, that was a mistake. Carnegie Mellon and Tulane recently made similar mistakes. In 2009, the University of California, San Diego accidentally told 28,000 students they were accepted. They were actually the students who were denied admission. Look, you're going to get it. You're going to – I just feel a good vibe. But what if you don't? What are you going to do?
Well, I've been thinking about just joining the military, and my dad is telling me that you could do better than that, but that's kind of what I have left other than community school.
You were valedictorian.
Yeah.
Well, that's Arthur Simswamko, one of hundreds whose offer to attend the University of California, Irvine was rescinded. His appeal is pending. Let's get the bigger picture on college enrollment from Peter Farrell, managing director of EAB's Royal and Company Division, a firm that helps colleges with marketing. But before that, he helped lead enrollment teams at Fordham, NYU, Hofstra. Peter, this provisional acceptance, the fine print, is it ever enforced as strictly as it was this year?
I think just about every offer of admission has some type of provisional language to protect the university against a student who has a very difficult academic situation or something in their personal conduct that would be objectionable. And, you know, for every college or university, there may be one or two cases a year that they have to take another look at. But for most colleges, the goal is not to disenroll students. The goal is to enroll those students and try to work with them.
What's it like, Peter, when you have to tell someone, ugh, we have to rescind, as somebody who worked in enrollment?
I can tell you of all the conversations I had in 25 plus years working on campus, those were the worst conversations I ever had. It's the last thing you ever want to do is to tell a student who thinks that their dreams are coming true and their college choice is all set that that's not going to happen. It's really quite awful.
Mm. Talk about this year. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, predicting what a group of teenagers will do is probably one of the most perilous acts that any group of adults could ever try to enter into, and it's something that colleges try to do every single year. So it's fraught with challenge. And for most years where the environment's pretty stable, colleges are usually pretty good at getting their estimates right on how many students to admit to hit their enrollment numbers on the dime. There's usually a number of attributes, how far a student lives from campus, what kind of academic record they're bringing to the table, the majors that they're interested in, and then there's behaviors that students would exhibit, whether or not they've visited campus, whether or not they've applied for financial aid. And you put all those together, and you usually get a pretty good read on the likelihood of a student to enroll. But this year was far from stable. There were a lot of complicating factors.
For UCI, it was a doozy of a mistake. Look, you mentioned the factors that might have contributed to that. 2017 was an unpredictable and difficult year for many schools. Talk about those factors. One was related to financial aid.
In two ways. One was that the timing was different. Students could apply for financial aid earlier than ever before in October as opposed to January of their senior year. And the other was that they were using financial information that was from their 2015 tax returns. If you think about the psyche of a family and a student as they were going through the application process this year, in a way like never before, they were applying to college and applying for financial aid at the same time, which had to elevate the idea of cost in that family's decision-making process.
Well, and you say that changed the outcome by a whole percentage point. That's a lot of kids. The other wild card you told us is a change in test scoring, the SATs.
Sure. The SAT went under a big change this year. They really redesigned the entire test. And because it was a new test, how students scored was very different. And the College Board reported back to colleges that they should really estimate about a 40-point swing up or down depending on any individual score, which made it very difficult for colleges to estimate apples to apples. How did their apple compare this year to last?
You also point out that the number of high school graduates is dropping. Now, we remember UC Irvine got 104,000 applicants. So that is kind of counterintuitive because that feels like such a large number. But how would the fact that there are actually fewer high school grads, how would that affect what's happened?
Well, Robin, it's more than just fewer high school graduates. It's the fact that there are fewer high school graduates who are applying to more colleges than ever before. Mm. So every individual student is filing more applications than they did 5 or 10 years ago, which really complicates the math. And add to that, the high school graduates every year are getting more and more diverse, which is just introducing new students to higher education, which is great in so many ways, but complicated in other ways because we're less used to how those students act in the enrollment process.
Well, because the enrollment process is complicated. It feels as if a lot of what happened at UCI is that people, not just the students, but even their guidance counselors, didn't understand.
I think that's a reasonable read of what happened. The enrollment process can be complicated. And when you think about the population of students who are coming forward, we've got more first generation, more students from diverse backgrounds who just have less familiarity with higher education and the way we talk about what we do and the way that we create conditions around our offers of admission. It takes an extra level of communication. It takes a longer conversation that has to start earlier in the high school career in order to help those students successfully find their way to college.
And just give us the bigger picture, though. Other schools did also over-invite, but then other schools missed by going low. So what's the bigger picture about 2017?
Well, the 2017 year is one that I would write as one of volatility, one where we're creating a new baseline for many colleges and universities in the ways that they think about their enrollment metrics. And one where colleges are going to redouble their efforts to create stability in their enrollment pipelines so they can serve students and families better.
What's the one piece of advice you'd give to students, people who are looking down the road at applying?
My advice would be Don't be shy about asking for help and advice along the line. Ask away.
Yeah. Peter Farrell, Managing Director of EAB's Royal & Company Division. They help colleges with marketing, but he's also been a lead enrollment manager at several schools, knows of which he speaks. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, a mistake on a transcript or letting your grades drop, beware senioritis, can get your offer rescinded. Your thoughts on that, welcome at hereandnow.org.